Daily Drive is brought to you by Reynolds & Reynolds, the industry leader in automotive technology. To find out more, visit rayray.com.
I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive. COVID-19 has touched every part of the retail industry, and in some places you might not have immediately considered the buy-sell space. With buy-sell activity already easing up as the industry headed into 2020, and with concerns over a slowing sales rate, pricing was changing from a historic run over the last decade. The coronavirus has put buyers and sellers on the sideline. What's next in the space, and what is the reaction at the epicenter of that market? Mark Johnson is president of MD Johnson. I reached him in Seattle. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Okay. I think you are the only person who we have talked to at Automotive News who is in one of the really the first affected areas of COVID-19. Can you take our listeners back a little bit, maybe back a couple of weeks, and describe the situation that you started to see developing out of the Northwest?
Certainly. I mean, obviously, I'm not in the healthcare industry, but I think we're all listening pretty intently. So, as of right now, we've had, I think, 35 people have died at this life care center, which was really in the in Kirkland, Washington, which is basically Kirkland Bellevue, sort of the heart of our high tech area. Not really sure where the first infected worker came from, which is what we were told. So it sort of spread from there, and our death rate's pretty high here. I think that it's not a whole lot different than the rest of the country, other than we just sort of got to show everybody how quickly this could actually spread. So I think they were able to use what's happened here as sort of a bellwether of what to expect. We had a pretty good sized dealer group have the first instance in a dealership here, a very big, large Toyota store. I think you guys may have reported on it. It's one of our friends and clients, who ended up needing to shut their store down for a couple of weeks. And that's the only store shutdowns I've heard of since then. So, I think that everybody here is pretty much in agreement with this. What the president's current position is on social distancing and, how to sort of stem this tide. So that's what's happening here.
Has the community, from your own perspective, taken this seriously now in the last week to 10 days, or did the community take it seriously right from the start?
Yeah, I think everybody in the country sort of was in shock and, wants to just pretend this isn't as bad as it is. But as we've watched the numbers replicate, it's really put a, I'm lucky my office, which is pretty close to my house, I can, drive over here sort of undetected, and the traffic is, one-tenth of what it typically would be. So people are serious about it, so I think that, having had this happen here as early as it did probably gave us a little jump start on, where this will go. I'm trying not to get too tied into the numbers because it's sort of tough on your mind to sort of read the stuff every day, but I probably will take a look today or tomorrow to see what the current infection rate is, but I think it has slowed down a little bit.
And what are you hearing from your dealer clients? You are in constant conversation with those clients. You always have been. And in the buy-sell market, it is a fast-paced market. But what's happened in the buy-sell space?
Well, our clients are all over the country, and then we have a number of clients in the Northwest, and then we have a lot of clients in California. Obviously, California being locked down early, we've got to really see the effects of the lockdown, and the numbers that we're hearing as far as losses are pretty staggering. When you're talking about a two or three or four car group, they're just millions of dollars. It appears to be, it'll be millions of dollars a month, for a larger group to be basically shut down. So, The discussion that we've had from most of our clients has been that they feel by the time this is sort of lifted, they can get back to normal, that their profits for the year will be gone. So they will have good profitable months going forward, but the loss will be heavy enough so the profits will be very limited in 2020. So that's had a little bit of it's an anomaly that the banks are fine with, the buyers are fine with. They know, I think really trying to figure out how to forecast the balance of the year when business kicks back in is, sort of become the issue. The biggest thing, something that you and I spoke about very briefly was some of the manufacturers aren't processing buy sells right now just because they have limited staff, which is going to extend the approval period, which is fine with the buyers because the typical buyer is dealing with basically a firestorm at their stores, laying off people or trying to figure out, what they're going to do to stem the losses, but also not lose people when business kicks back in. We're in a very competitive industry for employees. So it's an interesting sort of conundrum where, you have the buyers who still want to complete their deals, but they're not interested in stepping into the ownership position while the dealerships are closed. So they're using the force majeure clause to push their closing dates back. The sellers are the ones that are going to take the losses as the buyers extend. The manufacturer sort of participating in that some degree because they're not going to be processing buy sells, with the number of the manufacturers. So, we sort of expected that it would just, the people that were in buy sells would cancel. But that hasn't been the case. It's just been, look, I want to deal with my current business, but I want to keep growing. I made a decision to buy these stores for a reason. No one's talking about repricing their deals because this isn't an economy issue, or an issue with the stores. Obviously it will probably be an economy issue to some degree, but there hasn't been a lot of discussion about repricing, which I thought there might be, and not a lot of cancellation. Just, hey, I got to deal with my business and we'll extend this. We'll keep doing the due diligence. We'll try to get the factory to, And I know there's a lot of buy sells that were getting ready to close. Those are all on stall. Most of them, if they had financing or floor plan transfers, that sort of work isn't getting done. There's no one to do it. There's no appetite right now to complete cap loans or mortgages and that sort of thing. So the credit piece is going to be, pretty difficult. But I see it shifting all deals back a full quarter for closing and leaving those losses with the sellers, unfortunately.
And what about store values? I know you're getting inundated with questions from your clients, but what'll happen to store values? And I imagine some people asking, how do I strategically plan for 2020?
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's like during the recession, there was an underlying theme of, hey, we have an ailing economy, so how are we going to project profitability? How long is this going to go? And that was obviously because of what happened in the recession. We don't really have that. This is sort of a health or pandemic driven, recession. So I don't see it really having a big impact. And I'll tell you why. A seller knows that he's going to get these sales back. He's probably going to get his business back, sort of where it was by the end of the year, most likely. And they're really not willing to take a adjustment to their goodwill based on this anomaly. They'll just stick with it, stay in the store. But what it has done is there are a lot more people that were sort of on the fence that have been sitting on cash that really haven't wanted to pay what some sellers have been asking for their stores and they're still been mispriced. And they're feeling more hopeful that, hey, the pricing will be more towards the normal market. And so I see it really, it may sound funny, but from buy-sell standpoint, I see it as a very positive thing because buyers are now hopeful that they can put their cash to work at a normal, reasonable, multiple, as we go into a real recession, a normal, typical cycle. Everyone's forecasting you know, it's forecasting that we will have a normal recession. So if you're buying something today for 5X and we get into a normal situation, normal recession, you could end up having a pro forma 6X, where dealers are used to buying something for a pro forma 4X, and then it goes to a, you know, they're a 6X. They buy it at a 6, but it's really a 4. Now if you buy it at a 6, you know, you could end up being in an 8 multiple because your profitability goes down. And most dealers have been pretty chilly to stepping into some transactions, you know, at the top end, knowing that there's going to be an adjustment. So it's really sort of given more enthusiasm to dealers that are sitting on cash, saying, hey, you know, this will probably give me some buying opportunities. And we found that to be true during the recession as we were busy with workouts. We did 28 or 9, you know, credit workouts for dealers and did a ton of buy sells because, you know, these sort of things in the market really create activity for buyers and sellers. So in that particular case, I see it as a positive thing. Dealers may not get exactly what they want towards the end of the year, but they'll have more buyers that are out there trying to spend some money, thinking that, hey, we can sort of get this stuff for the right value, and that we're going to be faced with in a sort of a mild downturn. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I'm also curious, if you went into the mid part of Q1 prior to this situation hitting, where were we in the buy sell market? Were things still as
I mean, the biggest issue is forecasting into a descending SAR. So yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of activity, not a lot of huge deals going on, but I would consider it still a good market. The biggest thing has been, you know, sustainable pricing. You know, no one wants to pay 5 or 6X for a deal, and then 2 years from now, they're in at 8X because the profitability has slipped, just that you get within a natural downturn. So I think that it's still been okay. You think that interest rates would affect that, but, you know, there's so many different factors. So I see it sort of as a normal year, but I personally think that we'll have lots of activity in 2020 all the way around with buy, sell, some of them will be workouts. There are a lot of auto dealers, unfortunately, that, you know, are having some cash flow issues, and this is really going to be painful. So there'll be a lot of dealers that will need to sell, and there'll be a lot of dealers that are, you know, going to take advantage of that. So I see it as a strong activity and probably a good opportunity to get stuff priced properly.
So what's your best advice, sitting where we are now in late March, knowing what's happened over the course of the last couple of weeks? If you're a buyer or a seller sitting out there, what's your best advice to dealers?
If you're a buyer and you're in a buy sell, just hang tight because this is going to go away and there'll be a lot of pent up demand, you know, and don't try to reprice your deal because the profitability is going to come back. And a dealer, you know, even a dealer that can't afford for his deal not to happen doesn't like you repricing his deal. And a lot of times they'll just cancel on you and, you know, they'll take the heat. So I think that staying in your deals, being patient, and the same with sellers, you know, the first time you know, you're taking hits right now at your store, you're in the middle of a buy sell, and you know that the sooner the buyer closes, you get to transfer the hits to the buyer. And that's just more goodwill. So you've got to understand that, you know, if you're losing money, you can't ask the buyer to step in your spot, pay you the same goodwill, and then take those losses. That's unrealistic. So, you know, that's just part of the business risk. So if everybody stays calm, stays realistic, doesn't try to shift their losses to a buyer, and if a buyer doesn't try to reprice a deal, we'll come out of this. There'll be a lot of opportunities still with pent-up demand. Everything will go back to where it was, and by year end, this will just be a bad memory, and the election will be over, and, you know, my favorite saying is, world to end soon, dealers optimistic. Just stay that way.
Exactly. Mark Johnson, thanks so much for spending time with us today on Daily Drive.
You bet. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
Mark Johnson is president of MD Johnson. We've reached him in Seattle. That's Daily Drive for Thursday, March 26th. For breaking news at all times, go to autonews.com. And to hear more Daily Drive interviews, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Consumers are spending more time driving the same vehicle and less time offering their information. Hear how Chuck Colson, Market Area Vice President at Hendrick Automotive Group, leverages data to disrupt the customer buying cycle.
The greatest traffic source is my service lane. Xtreme now understands the customer better than ever before with all the shared information because it's inside the DMS. With Xtreme, it allows you to go to the customer so that you're now proactive and able to get your customer before they're in the buying cylinder. The way Xtreme is now evolving into real-time service lane interaction, the artificial intelligence they're putting behind it, it is now robust. No matter how large or small you are, if you're not leveraging the data inside your dealership in a digital format, you're losing money.
For more information about Xtreme service or to watch the entire Hendrick Automotive story, visit rayray.com/weekenddrive. Once again, that's rey.com/weekenddrive.